other night, when I expressed my concern for Dalsing tonight, I hadn't the slightest thought you'd assist me. I mean, no offense. My instructor has done well for me, but how can one expect me to learn the box step the night before my birthday? I'm turning 18. The whole kingdom will be celebrating my coming of age, and here I'll be, tripping over the toes of lords and earls and counts all night. Oh no, I certainly hope it doesn't come to that. Is that why you are here? I'm honored. Though, must you wear your helmet? Will it affect your dancing? If you insist. I do find it kind of funny. Are you familiar with how to greet someone to dance? I've never had the chance. Father always said dances were for the worthy nobility that paid tribute to the kingdom. So, I was never allowed. I'm not certain what he means. I suppose he was afraid I would say the wrong thing and we'd all fall to our ruin. It's unfair. Tomorrow night, however, I will be different. I will enter from the grand staircase. They'll see me in my gown. I'll be worthy to take the floor and show them who their princess is. And, time permitting, their future queen. Yes, Sir Knight, that won't be for a very long while. But right now, I need your help. The dance is supposed to start with a bow and a curtsy from both partners. No, oh no, Sir Knight, no, no. Come up. I'm the one to curtsy, not you. I'm flattered, charmed, I'm sure. And once the music begins, we come together. Like this. Archibald, when did you arrive? Oh goodness, please announce yourself next time. You gave me a fright. Oh, I'm pleased you're here to rehearse. That's why we're here as well. We won't disturb you? Are you sure? Very well, Archibald. Sir Knight, let's start again. You bow. I curtsy. We come together. My left hand on your shoulder. My right in your left. And your right hand on my waist. Yes. Yes, this feels lovely. I realized that I would have to lead to teach you, so how about we... What? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 5, 6, 5. Sir Knight, you sly fox. You've led me to believe you knew nothing of dancing. Is that so? Well, do you know how to offer a twirl? Very good. I'm sure with my dress on, this will be beautiful. Oh, thank you. Sir Knight? Do you know how to lift? Wanna try it? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, that was perfect! Your footwork is fantastic. Do you count on your head? My instructor commands me to, but how am I to exert conversations while gliding over the floor? I don't have to. How am I to get to know everyone? Sir Knight, my eyes may sparkle under the chandelier, but what could be more effective in expression than one's own voice? Well, if the room was flooded with dancers, or even not, if we were all alone, and the world was ours, with the stars and the gods shining down, I believe I'd know just what I'd say to you. Well, Sir Knight, I would finally tell you, I love you. Yes, Father. I'm listening, sir. No, I shall not disappoint. Yes, sir, I understand. I find a man to marry, or I will no longer be your daughter. My wishes do not matter, for the kingdom must have a sovereign. And yet you wish, Father, sir. I will choose a husband by the end of the night, if it's the last thing you do. Yes. Yes. As you command, Your Majesty.
Breathe, Kaylee. Breathe. They're all looking at you. Hard part is over. That's what I used to think. 18 was so long ago. Now he wants me to grow up. Stop living in this romantic haze. It's forbidden. My love is forbidden. I'm hopeless and nothing more. And as I step down these stairs, among those hundreds of eyes, someone will have to be mine. Don't cry, Kaylee. You'll stay in your gown. My, it's heavy. It's time to dance.
1, 2, 3, 4. Ah! Oh, of course, my lord. My mistake. Excuse me. I find that it helps to count. I find myself quite capable of dancing, sir. Need I remind you this is the third time you've almost torn my gown under your clumsy steps? Pardon my manners, sir. Please excuse me. This is no use. I'm wasting my time dancing with nobles who either talk over me or stomp on me or think themselves better than I. How could Father invite the most mindless of men? Look at him. Set upon his mighty throne, watching them make a fool out of me. Never mind him. I need a few moments alone. Oh. I haven't realized how hot it was inside. It's quiet and cool out here in the garden. No one should think to bother me here. At least the skies are clear and bright with stars. Oh, good sir, you gave me a fright. No, I'm quite all right. Thank you. Yes, I will accept it, sir. Thank you. It's sweet. What's it called? Oh. I'm assuming my father was saving that barrel for a special occasion. Well, I'm afraid tonight doesn't seem all that special to me. I'm sure you're well aware of it. Are you not? I always figured guests of the castle would gossip. How could they not? Look up there. Those barricades? That's my bedroom. It's a sight for sore eyes. How could one not wonder why my father had ordered such confinement? Oh, you do? I've done a foolish thing. I've fallen in love. And I'm expected to marry another. I'm to be engaged by dawn. Oh no, I've had no one, not one, lord or earl or count, show himself worthy to me. Not like my lover has. Oh, how could I be so blind? I should have known we would have been discovered. I should have never thought of him, and yet I chose him, and now he's ruined. And it's because of me. I don't want to forget. I want him to be free. And all I can do is choose someone tonight, or... I know nothing of what might happen. Help? How can you help me? A dance? Sir, you are too bold. What would my father think if I were to dance with someone like you? He'd laugh. He'd make a jolly old time of it all. You believe you could win me? No? Perhaps earn me. As if I were something to earn. Just as I thought. You are just like everyone. Excuse me. Or perhaps you are not everyone. The lilacs smell lovely tonight. The columbines too. And the peonies, they smell so sweet. Sir, would you mind accompanying me back to the ballroom? Yes, I would like to dance with you. I've changed my mind. I believe the stars are on our side tonight. They are bright, and I must say they compliment your eyes. Clever man, sly fox. Oh, the phoenix you are. Why, yes. It is as if we've done this before. It would be an honor, Sir Knight. Delightful. Simply delightful. everyone. No one suspects. How on earth you would... Oh. I must thank Nelly when I see her. Tell me, what haberdashery sells such a fine wig? I'm so sorry. Sir Knight, there's something I must do. I've decided. I want nobody else in this room. My heart beats only for you. I know what this means. I know not of what will become of us, but I have decided. I would rather erase myself from the line of succession than live a life without you by my side. The thought is too powerful for me to bear. I want you without disguises. I love you, and no one, not even my father, will be able to convince me otherwise. The kingdom will survive. I've made up my mind. You stay here. I will tell him. He's not on his throne. Oh, sir, excuse me. Have you seen His Majesty? Where might I find him? His office. Oh, who could have known? Thank you. Sir Knight, my love, do not stand with a heavy heart. After this, we will be free. May I enter, Father? Sir? So it's come to this. You refuse to speak to me? How can you enrapture yourself in your studies at a time such as this? I have my answer for you. Nothing. Still. Very well, Your Majesty. I'm sure this is all you want to hear. Father, I have made my decision. I have danced with a grand number of men, none of which exhibited the respect I so deserve. None, except for one. Your Majesty? Father, you have allowed me to choose. You have given me the right, and as your daughter, Father, you have treated me wrongly. You've imprisoned me. You've starved me. You've held me to impossible standards which are not necessary. You refused my input in regards to the kingdom, and you are convinced that you know what is right for me. But you don't. Far from it, you are wrong, Father. You have denied me as your daughter. I know I am of high birth, but this does not mean that I must be denied of your respect. I deserve the kind of love that you have not given me. Therefore, I choose Sir Knight. Your Majesty, Please, I need you to trust me that I am doing what is right for myself and the kingdom. If what you said is true, then maybe you are correct. Maybe I am unfit for the throne. This is a difficult decision, and you've made it well aware to me many times that you feared my inevitable sovereignty. You need not worry, Father. No longer will you need to think of me. We, Sir Knight and I, we will do what we can on our own. I'm prepared to live that life. If tragedy were to fall in the kingdom, then you will survive without me. Just as you've warned me. If this is wrong of me, as a princess, then let me be wrong. I am not running away. I will not settle for less. I accept my fate. Father, I love Sir Knight. This is the life I choose. Father? Father, please, why won't you speak to me? Father? Father? Father, wake up! Guards. Guards. Guards! Guards! Doctor. I need a doctor. Someone! Please! Help.